This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver police have now arrested three people connected to the shooting in lower downtown Denver after the Nuggets won the NBA championship. At around 12:30 a.m., amid thousands of revelers on Market Street, gunfire erupted. Police say there was a fight that led up to it, and one suspect in the case was shot, but so were nine bystanders. Two of the suspects were arrested for illegally having firearms, and one arrested today is being held for attempted murder. The Adams County District Attorney has filed the office's first ever case against a dealer who sold a pill that killed someone. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Colorado passed a law last year that allows state prosecutors to charge a specific felony crime against drug dealers who sell fentanyl pills that eventually kill someone. But it is a very hard crime to prove. Witnesses in these cases are usually dead, and it's difficult to prove where someone may have gotten that pill. A few DAs, including in Fort Collins and Colorado Springs, have filed the charges, but it's rare. In Adams County, a 24-year-old Aurora man died in February after taking fentanyl. Now, DA Brian Mason has filed felony charges against a 39-year-old man from Aurora who prosecutors say sold him the drug. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
This weekend is Denver's 48th Pride Fest. Attendees can look forward to live entertainment, some interactive art installations, a 5K, and the annual parade Civic Center Park will host. This year's big names include musician Big Frida and Marsha. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.